Come on, can we appreciate the Lord again? Thank you, Lord. You have the final say, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. What a wonderful, wonderful testimony. We thank God for his miraculous and wondrous works in your life, evangelist. And we pray that wherever you shall go, that you shall carry that testimony. And the Bible says that the wonders, you know, miraculous signs and wonders shall follow them that believe. And I believe that every time you open up your mouth to give that testimony, that many shall believe and many shall be edified. Many's faith shall be built up. Amen? Praise the Lord. God bless you so much. Even for coming, we'll get to get together and know you. Praise be to God. It's amazing, you know, that like it's very, very interesting, like when the Spirit of God is moving, he moves in the same dimension. Amen? I just wanted to come and edify you. And I felt the Spirit of God just stirring up this week to come and encourage you that the Lord has a wonderful report concerning your life. Amen? In this earth, there's a possibility that you can be reduced only within three views. The views that you have concerning yourself, and the view that others have concerning you, and the view that God has concerning you. And sometimes we find ourselves constrained within what people speak concerning our lives. And I am just so edified by the testimony of our brother. Praise be to God. Just recently, I was able to go into a movie theater. How many people still go to the movie theaters? Oh, only Alex? Julius, when was the last time you went to a movie theater? We're born again. Oh, okay, I mean, born again, Spirit-filled, I can't go to a movie. Let me tell you, I went to a movie theater, and now they have something they're calling 3D. If there's a movie, a good movie, you know, that is family comfortable, you know, family, you know, you can go with your children, that is a 3D movie, go see, and you're going to be wowed. They give you these glasses as you enter the movie theater, and we went, I was going there with my babies, you know, with my especially Jeremy, sat next to me. And we were all, you know, everybody, including Catherine, had, you know, those glasses. And when you're watching this movie, it's like those things are coming towards you. I'm like, my son said, "Ah, Daddy!" He was so scared. In other words, technology has gone so far so that everything now, you know, it looks like, in fact, I read an article whereby somebody was operated and actually they designed her eyes to see 3D. I don't know how they view other things. They view in 3D, just like you put on those glasses and you see the imagery in 3D. Praise be to God. And in much the same way, a human being, you know, is viewed in a 3D way. There are people who look at you, you know. There are people who look at you, and just looking at you, they're able to conclude issues concerning your life. They're able to conclude that you will never make it. Just looking at you, they might see you short, they might see you fat, they might see you short or whatever it is. They might just judge you by the complex of your color, and they might conclude everything concerning your life. There is also another view that comes into play, the way you view yourself. Just the other day I went to a bank, and there came a customer. I was just being served by a teller. You know, the way you go into a bank and you know, you exchange, "Hey, how are you? How's been your day?" And some of the tellers have been trained. They ask you, "Oh, is your day going okay?" And this lady came to this teller and she said, "I want a banker's check for $50. And it's appeared like the teller on the other side did not understand what she wanted. What she had asked. And as she was, and she asked her, "Oh, what did you say again?" And let me tell you, I was so shocked.
I have never been seen anybody so angry. What are you asking me? Did you not hear the first time? And I said, oh my God. I really, actually, I almost intervened, by the way. I almost intervened and asked her, why are you so harsh and rude to these people? I mean, why are you rude to her? She asked you so politely. You know, let me tell you, there's also a view that you can have upon yourself. There's some airs that we can build within ourselves, and you think that, you know, I am the only one walking on the face of this earth. That is a dangerous view. Praise be to God. There's also a dangerous view on the self side, whereby because of your past and because of the things that you went through or because of the things that you have experienced in life, you have a tendency to look down upon yourself. So that when opportunity avails itself, you are every time worried to get hold of that opportunity, because what you know about yourself is so miniature, it is so small, it's so, you know, it is so without any, so invaluable, so that every time there's an opportunity, you say, oh, these opportunities are for a guy like Rod. These opportunities are like a guy like Brother James. These opportunities can only come to Julius. But as for me, I'm not worth it. It could have been maybe words that were spoken by your mother. Could be words that were spoken by your teacher. And that's why it's very, very important that we watch over the words that we speak over others. Let those words that emanate from our mouths be words to bless, words to exalt, words to build one another up. Because words are powerful. The words husbands speak to their wives can either make them or break them. The words that we speak to our children will either make them or break them. Praise be to God. So there are three views that I want us to discuss here briefly. How do you view yourself? Praise be to God. A large group of the population of the earth have a tendency of thinking of themselves highly than others. And when this happens, sometimes we may not be aware. But you might find yourself every time seeing yourself as the only one who can make it in every area. You might find yourself in a situation whereby you find yourself superior than others, so that you don't even want to give anybody any chance because you are the only one. That is a dangerous view, church. And I pray, from the bottom of my heart that if we are caught up in this situation whereby we view ourselves, we feel the airs that surround us, so that everything surround or involve or revolve around us, I pray that we may reckon and that we may be discernful to know that we are in a dangerous position. Praise be to God. Have you ever thought, I was thinking when I was studying about this message today, what if there's only one view that stands, so that what you think about yourself is the same way God thinks about you and is the same way others think about you? Don't you think that would be a tragedy? Are you with me? What if there's only just one view, so that the way I view myself stands with God and stands with other people? But I want to thank God, because our God, as we heard this morning, is not a respecter of persons. God does not look at our outwardness, our exterior features, the size of our body, the color of our skin, the state or the country of our origin. God is not a respecter of persons. But God looks at the heart. Hallelujah. God looks at the constituents and the constitution of your heart. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Open your Bibles in the book of 1 Samuel, chapter number 16. First Samuel, if you're there, just say, I'm there. Praise be to God. If you found it, can you say amen? Pastor Francis, did you find it? Yeah, starting from verse number 1. Right there. What did Samuel say? How can I go? Right there we see the how a man reacts, you know, when Samuel is a prophet of the time, he is a priest, and God is sending him to the house of Jesse. Saul is king. And as God is summoning Samuel and sending him to Saul because God already had rejected Samuel. And when God speaks to Samuel and he tells him, I have rejected Saul, how long are you going to mourn over Saul? I want you to wake up, fill the horn with the anointing oil, because I'm sending you to the house of Jesse. And Samuel comes back to God and say, how can I go? And we see what happens in a human mind and what happens in our everyday life. We look at people and we see, we look at them just the way we see them. We are able to judge them outwardly. We are able to regard them outwardly. But you know what? That may be our report. But what is God's report concerning them? In this instance, God had rejected who? Samuel. Saul. And Samuel comes and he is kind of wanting to pick up a conversation with God. And in verse number 2 he says, but Samuel said, how can I go? When Saul hears of this, he will kill me. In other words, I have seen Saul as the king, and how can I just break the tradition? How can I just break the way I see Saul as the king? And God, how can I just do this? Now notice in verse number 3 in verse number 3, God doesn't even answer Samuel. He doesn't even answer him. Because let me tell you, when God looks at a personality, when God looks at a person, he already has a good or a report concerning them. Praise be to God. He has an idea concerning that person. And so, the Lord continues to speak to Samuel, and he tells him, you shall invite Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show you what to do. And you shall anoint for me the one whom I designate to you. In other words, the Lord never told Samuel, you go there and look at all the sons of Jesse and see who is well capable to be anointed. And this is exactly what happened when Samuel went to Bethlehem. He consecrated the sons of Jesse. And he told them to come by. And when they lined up, praise be to God. When Eliab came, he was the first one to show up. And let me tell you, when Samuel looked at him, he had all the features to be anointed. He had all the imagination. When he looked at him, he said, this must be the one. This must be the one, because he is tall, he is energetic, he has the muscle, he is handsome, and he looks like he fits. Praise be to God. I'm going to tell you, the ways of the Lord are as different and so far and are so distant from the way we think. And the Lord spoke to Samuel, in verse number 7. But the Lord said to Samuel, do not look at his appearance or at the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. Praise be to God. For God sees not as a man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. And as the priest of God continued to summon the sons of Jesse, one by one, one by one, notice that the last one was not even included there, because Jesse the father did not even have an imagination. He could not even fathom that his last son would be the one to be anointed. Do you see how we look at things? And let me tell you, that is how we look and judge, and that is how we are able to make conclusions about other people. But I thank God, because God doesn't see the way we see. Glory be to God. You might be having a son in your house, and every time you look at them, you see them amounting to nothing. You might have grown in a home when they looked at you. You may have been maybe child number 7 or child number 5. But when they looked at you, you seem to have amounted to nothing. But look at you today. You might be the one who has been supporting your family, but they rejected you long time ago, because God does not see the way man sees. Glory be to Jesus. They could have been your teachers. They discouraged you, and when you were taking that math class, just because you could not add 5 to 5 to get a 10, you always got a 9. And the teacher, you did that repeatedly, and you are the laughing stock, you know, from the whole classroom knew that you are incapable of pursuing mathematics. But let me tell you, God has the final report. Just because you trusted God, you are able to pass your examination, and you are able to go to high school, you are able to go to a secondary school, and you are able even to pursue a degree. Because let me tell you, man may look at you and just dismiss you, and just make a conclusion about you. But God knows your blueprint. God knows your future. God knows how your end is going to be. And I dare you to trust the Lord. I dare for us to trust the report of the Lord. Glory be to Jesus. And as the sons of Jesse continued to come, all of them, except for one who was, I believe, in our day, if you just dismiss your son to just look after the sheep, I don't think in my day, as I grew up, that would be the best responsibility. If my brothers were just left at home, just drinking juice and enjoying the comfort of the home, and I'm the only one who was sent out to look after the sheep, I don't think that would be the best of all responsibilities. And when the servant of God came and asked Jesse, and he told him, are these the sons that you have? There was one that was never even in the books of anywhere. And he was just dismissed into the fields to look after the animals. But God, even while in the wilderness looking after the sheep, God's eyes were never limited to reach out to him. God's eyes were never distanced the way he was distanced by his father. God's eyes were never far from that boy. And Samuel tells Jesse, I would like you to call that boy. And immediately when the boy came up, he told everybody, rise up, for indeed this is a boy. It doesn't matter how low you have been, it doesn't matter how you have been distanced by people, it doesn't matter how people have talked about you. You try to do that class and people discourage you, but you knew that God spoke to you, and you went ahead anyway, and you trusted God even in spite of the odds, in spite of people talking against you. People look at the car you drive and they say, oh, this one is just a loser. Have you ever heard people using that word? Oh, you're driving down the highway. Even us, sometimes we judge people.
You find somebody driving a very old automobile, smoking and all, with the painted all rusted on up high. You say, oh, that's a loser. Even though you never verbalize it, but I know sometimes you say, oh, I think this one, yeah. If this one, maybe lives in Oak Cliff. Actually, you may say they live in Oak Cliff, South Dallas. Have you ever even imagined that? But let me tell you, you might be thinking that they live in South Oak Cliff, but in the records of God, when God looks at the future of that person, He might be seeing them as a vice president of a certain organization. Glory be to Jesus. And I dare you to see yourself in the light of God. I dare that we look at ourselves in the light of God. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Just a few days ago, I was just pulling up by the Home Depot in Arlington. And it was about 7 p.m. I was just going to load some things in my truck. And I just went there and there was this lady. She was kind of like shaking in the heat. I don't even know whether she was sick or not. But let me tell you, church, I had an audible voice. I had not even clearly seen her. But I had like a voice was telling me, go and meet with that lady. It was dark and so I didn't want to even scare her. I worried, how would she think? What was her perspective of me going towards her? But I went to her because I heard the voice. And when I got to her, this lady was trembling because of hunger. In this heat, she was just by the corner with her baggies, she was homeless. And when I was going towards her, I heard the voice again telling me, you need to buy food for this lady. Praise be to God. Let me tell you, sometimes we may never be in such a situation. I tend to imagine what this lady was thinking about herself. Why is all these things happening over me? Why am I here in this sithering heat at 98 degrees here and nobody seemed to care? But let me tell you, even though she has been distanced by society, she may be a castaway by the standards of most people. She may not be even being enjoying the luxury that we are enjoying. Even having an AC in your home, church, don't take it for granted because God has provided that AC for you. Having food on the table, do not take that for granted because let me tell you, there are people who just long. We long for big things. We long for big things, church, but there are people who are just looking for, I wish somebody can send bread my way. All I need is a cup of coke and a loaf of bread just to completely remove this shaking within my body. For the shaking within my body is because of hunger. And so, the God that I serve sees such a lady. Even though she has been a castaway and so desolate and so distanced by the society, she sends a man some way towards her way and to bring bread into her way. God cares. So it doesn't matter. Church, it doesn't matter where you've been. It doesn't matter what you heard about it. Praise be to God. Praise be to God, church. It doesn't matter what they have thought about you. Let me tell you, the standards of men before they can give you even a job, they want to run your credit history. They want to run your criminal record. But God does never do that. Hallelujah. If you need a job and you need to get a loan in the bank, first of all, what they need, we need all your tax returns. We need to run a credit report on you. Because when man looks at you, he looks you at your outward. Have you been in a store lately? And just because you did not speak the way that other person speaks consistently, they kind of even stop to serve you or they served you with an attitude. Do you know attitude doesn't have to speak in order for you to see that somebody has an attitude? You can even, the way you can speak to me, if you want to speak to me, I can really tell that you have an attitude. There's a way you can put up an attitude. Let me tell you, that's how a human being is going to judge you, just by your outward appearance. But let me tell you, church, I'm here to encourage you. Do not be bothered how man regards it to you, because God has the final report concerning your life. And you are in the best land. Oh, yes, the greatest land there can ever be in America. You still can make it. Hallelujah. In spite of your accent, don't even try to really kind of like loosen or tighten your tongue so that you can really remove all cougar. Have you listened to some voicemails lately? You call somebody and you listen to the voicemail, you say, "Oh, yeah, we're only fine." That's Sister Teresa or something. Teresa Fine or something. Because she wants to leave a voicemail in an accent. Oh, this is Teresa. Speak it the way you spoke in Africa. God will still bless you anyway, because God is not limited to your accent. God is not limited to the skin of your color. God is not limited. If God can bless an American, God can bless you. If God can bless you, God can still bless an American. Praise the Lord, Sister Lorraine. Why do you think she is here? Because she is together. She has seen a blessing in this small group. And she had decided not to hook herself with a team of her American friends. She has choices. And see how well she fits here. In fact, I think somebody needs to call her Wangari Onjoki. Or maybe a name from Botswana. What is her name we need to give her? What is the name we need to give her? Newo. Okay, we are going to call her Lorraine Newo. Yes. Praise the Lord. She transcends her color. She sees us in the light of God. Let me tell you, it's such a blessed thing when you see other people in the light of God. For God will never dismiss anybody just because they have missed a class, just because they didn't make it in a certain way, just because they're having their life go on towards South. God will never give up on somebody. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. And so this son comes in and he tells everybody to stand up. Glory be to Jesus. David, the youngster of Jesse, had to be anointed. And the Bible says from the moment that horn of anointing was poured over David, that the presence of God, the Holy Ghost, came upon David. And from that day, he began to move with power, even though he was a shepherd, even though he was in the wilderness. Let me tell you, there is a preacher down in Narok, Kenya. My sister met this preacher in a prayer center. And the way I talked with my sister, according to the description, he is not a man that you can really, really determine him by the standards of a man of God. He came from Narok, in the deeper side of Narok. And my sister had a tragedy. She had problems going on in her family. And when she came to the prayer mountain, she met with this man of God from Narok. And he was there for almost 30 days praying and fasting. And so while she was trying to share her problems with other people, she said, the other people told her, "Hey, have you regarded that pastor from Narok?" And when my sister went towards this man, the Spirit of God came upon this man, because God is not a respecter of persons. And she had never met my sister before. And he began to tell my sister all her story. My mother is a witness. This man has never met my sister before. But if you look at her, at the man, you would never even tell. Humble like humble can be. So God is not a respecter of persons. I talked to him the other day, and you could feel the excitement of the connection, of connecting her, and of the gift that God has given him. You could feel of the pride that he has of his God. You could feel the zeal of the, oh, hallelujah. So church, I'm here to just edify you. Brother Francis, do not look down upon yourself. Even though those bosses may look down on yourself and they might think that you're not able to catch what they speak to you, continue saying, "What did you say? Pardon? What did you say?" Do not get tired, because God has an eye on you. Maybe very soon you're going to be their boss. because you're faithful and God is faithful, he is going to make the connection. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Turn yourselves into the book of Romans, chapter number 12, verse number 1 to 3. To Jesus. Hallelujah. Verse number 9, I'm sorry. Can somebody read for me? 12, verse number 9. Yes. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, this is a solution of seeing ourselves in the light of God. Praise be to God. Do you want to see yourself in the light of God? The Bible says, let love be without hypocrisy. Praise God. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another. Be devoted to one another. When you're devoted to one another, you know what you're going to do? You're going to pray for one another. When you're devoted to one another, do you know what you're going to do? When you hear somebody speaking about your brother Julius or sister Junie, you know, you're going to tell them, hey, stop. You can never speak. That is my sister. And you can never talk anything bad about them because I see them in the light of God. That is what I mean by being devoted to one another, protecting each other. Praise be to God. And this is the recipe of seeing ourselves, of seeing yourself in the light of God. Praise the Lord, Mama. Hallelujah. Being devoted to one another in brotherly love. Give preference to one another in honor. Do we give preference to one another in honor? How do you give preference to one another in honor? It's by esteeming one another. It's by telling me if there's an opportunity that I need to jump in. How many times have you come across an opportunity that you knew that would benefit Sister Joyce and you knew that she needed that opportunity? But just because you have been inhibited, you couldn't pick up the phone and call her so that she can benefit. Hallelujah. That is how you treat each other with preference. Glory be to God. And with honor. Are we together? Not lagging behind in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope. And I like what they say here in verse number 16. Be of the same mind to one another. Praise be to God. Do not be haughty in mind, but associate with the lowly. Associate with her? Associate with her what? Man, this is the Bible. It's not me, please. So can you say that? Associate with her? Okay. Is it you who said, Brother Israel? Associate with her? Okay. I want everybody to read verse number 16 on their Bible. How many people have their Bibles? Can you read verse number 16 and read it aloud? Praise God. This is how God sees at us. This is the way we view ourselves in the light of God.
church. Because God is not a respecter of persons. If God has blessed you with things, if God has blessed you with a high position, if God has blessed you with a certain degree of honor, do not forget where you came from. For the way up is down. There's nobody who finds themselves up there on the top of life and enjoying all that life if they never started from the bottom. Remember when you used to scratch for coins? Let me tell you. I was talking with a guy. He told me that his premium, he has a sick child. And he didn't have no money at all. No money at all. And he started scratching even, you know, see under the couch, sometimes some pennies go, if you have especially those soggy couches, and you're sitting down and the pennies just disappear somewhere. He went under and picked up all the coins there he could ever imagine there were in his house. And he put them in an envelope. And he went and slid them under the insurance company's premises, the offices. And the next day when this other person came, the agent came, and he looked at all these coins, he called this man and said, "What can I do for you? Because I can see your dedication." Praise be to God. Let me tell you, God sees even when you are scraping on the ground. And the God who saw you through while you are scrapping down on the ground is the one who put you one step after the other. One step after the other. When you are up there, do not forget where you came from. Because the danger that we have today is you are up there, you have the money, you have a nice car, you have a nice house, you have everything that you need. Your fridge is full. But let me tell you, there are other people who are still wanting to hear your voice. And as a matter of fact, God's voice is very audible in our day today. If you want to hear the voice of God, you can hear it today. And you might be the one that voice is beckoning on to reach out to that person who is down there. Because if you can think about it, somebody was involved in every step that you made. That lady gave you an opportunity to get into that job. And you worked so hard, you bought your car. It is because of divine connections that you have been where you are today. Nobody is where he is today just because of their strength. I bet you to $1,000 if you made it where you are today just by yourself. But God must have sent somebody your way. Glory be to God. God must have sent somebody your way. Just in the same manner that God was able to send somebody your way. Reach out. Always be on the lookout. Who is out there? Look for opportunities because the voice of God is so audible. And you know what? All sometimes it takes is words of encouragement. You might just tell somebody, "Oh, don't worry. Everything is going to be okay." Somebody texted me this morning. And actually they sent me that text at 3:32 a.m. And I was asleep. I saw it this morning. And they said, "Pastor, please pray for me. My family is tearing away. My job is so exhaustive. My children are driving me crazy. I feel like I'm going out of my mind." 3:32. How many of you are awake at 3, except for work? How many of you are awake at 3:32? But that is somebody who is still down there and is calling out for help. What if I could not be sensitive enough or just maybe call the person or just maybe text back and give a scripture and just get on my knees at that very moment when I saw that text and cry out to God, "God, please intervene on this person's life." The voice of God is so loud everywhere. It could be a teenager who is looking for encouragement. It could be a teenage girl who is really looking for a mother model, a person just to give her words of wisdom, some words just to push her to the next level. She's been driven crazy by some teenage boys, but she needs a woman of character who will speak some words of wisdom to push her and tell her, "Sister, I've been there before, and you know you can make it, because this is the word you tell your teenage boys when they come to you. I was able to overcome because of A and B." We cannot allow ourselves just to be engrossed by what happens around us. It is very, very possible in America just to be engrossed by what happens around you. The bills, your children, your house, the bills, and that's all. But reach out. Reach out. You feel somebody cry. If you can open up your ear so loud enough, you hear a cry almost at the cliff, somebody at the brink. And they're waiting
The earth is waiting for the manifestations of the sons of God. For God is not a respecter of persons. Praise be to God. I am telling God, I'm not even there yet. There's so much work that still needs to be worked in me. I need to unplug my ears so that I can hear the cries that constantly begging on me to respond. And God wants me to respond so that I can pick them up, because God is going to use somebody to lift somebody out of a quagmire. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Last scripture and then we hear God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The book of John, chapter number 2, 23 to 26. Just write this, you can go read it home. Now, while he was in Jerusalem at the Passover festival, many people saw the signs he was performing and believed in his name. Notice what the Bible says. Many saw the signs he was performing and believed in his name. And Jesus saw this. But Jesus would not entrust himself to them, for he knew all people. He did not need any testimony about mankind, for he knew what is in each person. What this scripture is encouraging us is to put our trust completely on God and to look at ourselves, to look at our other people in the light of God. Amen. But sometimes when we replace human beings for, you know, we replace God for other human beings so that we fully, completely, unyieldingly surrender our lives to people. Oh, you tell them about everything that happens in your life just because they're your friends. But even in Jesus' day, he could not just entrust his life to these people. Even though they heard what he preached and believed, all of them. But still, he could not entrust himself to the people. It is better to fall in the hands of God. It is better to fall in the hands of God who can direct you to who you need to be connected with. Are you listening to me? Stand up on your feet in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Church, the greatest enemy you can ever have, it's not somebody who wants to come and break into your house. It's not that robber who is wanting you to, when you're just about to open it and get into your car at a parking lot of a Walmart at 9:30 p.m. No, that's not your greatest enemy. But the greatest enemy might be you. The way you view yourself. How do you look upon? What is the view concerning you? They are the greatest enemy. It's completely surrendering to other people's view concerning you. Many people could have put you down by the way they talked about you, discouraged concerning your thing, and maybe God put and ordained a thing for you so that you could use it as a launching pad to get to the place where God wants you to be. But just because somebody spoke against you, some discouraging words, and you're able to miss your opportunity just because of people, their views, and their words concerning you. But blessed is a man or a woman who falls into the hands of Jehovah God. Because God has your map. He has your GPS. He has your blueprint. He has good thoughts about you. He has a good future and a good expected end concerning your life. And this afternoon, church, we would rather fall in the hands of God rather than in the hands of ourselves. Cursed is a man who puts his trust upon himself, upon his own strength and upon his own understanding. But blessed is a man. Church, blessed is a man who completely puts his trust upon the Lord. In Psalm, we saw here on Wednesday, in Psalm number 62. Go read Psalm number 62, I believe. That he is the one who meets all my expectations. When we learn to commit our lives unto the Lord, he meets all our expectations. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There could have been words that may have been spoken against you. This afternoon, I'd like you to open up your mouth and fabulize and denounce those words. Denounce any words that could have been spoken by people in your family in the past. They have put you down because of those words have put you, pinned you down. Just open up your mouth. There's a way, there's something that happens when you open up your mouth and release them. Denounce any words, known or unknown, that may have been spoken against you. Sometimes people find themselves struggling and pulling and pushing just because of words that have been spoken by other people. Father, we denounce those words in the name of Jesus. We disconnect ourselves from those words that were spoken by our teachers, that were spoken by our parents, that must have been spoken by our relatives. In the name of Jesus, those words that have hindered our progress, we denounce those words in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we disconnect ourselves from those words. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we declare, God, that we shall be superly connected with you. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, from this day, help us to know that we are more than conquerors. We have been delivered by the blood of Jesus Christ. Our sins have been washed away. Father God, you have given us power and authority as children of God to step on snakes and scorpions. And the Bible tells us nothing shall by any means hurt us, O Lord. Father, we choose to see ourselves in the light of you. In the name of Jesus, we declare, God of glory, the way we viewed ourselves in the past, that we cannot achieve anything, that we do not qualify for this and that. Father, we are more than conquerors. In the name of Jesus, we are more than conquerors. If only we have as little faith as a mustard seed, we can speak to this mountain and tell it, move from here, and it shall move. That word, those words were never written to a few individuals, but they were written to everybody who believes in the Lord Jesus, regardless of their color, regardless of their race, regardless of their geographical location. Father, we choose to love you. We choose to trust you, Lord. We choose to trust you for our children. We choose to trust you for our wives. We choose to trust you for our husbands. We choose to trust you for our parents. We choose to trust you for our colleagues at work. We choose to trust you for our bosses. We choose to trust you for our church. We choose to trust you for our pastor. We choose to trust you for everything. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I pray that, Lord, you will help our mouths so that we shall speak a blessing to our husbands. We shall only speak better of the things that they have done. We shall not awkwardly criticize them. In the name of Jesus, I pray that, my Father, that the husbands in this church will begin to speak words that will build their wives. In the name of Jesus, I declare that, my God, you cause the men in this house to treat their wives as with a sober mind and to treat them as weaker vessels, just as your word says. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, let there be peace in our families. Let there be words of wisdom, my God, words to encourage each other and not to tear one another up again. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Let the countenance of your glory dwell in every home, dwell in every child, dwell in every mama, dwell in every man. In the name of Jesus, we choose to trust you. 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 We choose to trust you, Lord. We choose to trust you, my God. When circumstances of life don't mean anything, we choose to trust you. When they have made a mess, we choose to trust you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We ask for forgiveness, Lord. When the devil used our mouths to speak words to tear each other, when the devil used our mouth to tear our spouses and they were discouraged and they could not go any further because of the words that we spoke to them. We ask you to forgive us, Lord. Father God, the way we disrespected each other, even at home when nobody saw, how we disrespected our children, how there's disobedience and disarray in those homes. Father, may you bring that family together in the name of Jesus. Let there be words that will build, words that will encourage, words that will bring comfort, words that will bring peace in the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord. Help us, Father, to see others in the light of you. In Jesus' name we pray. You might be in this house, you've never given your life to Jesus.